We are learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Mem Amad Aleph, and we are starting on Lama Tes Amad Beis on the bottom. Rav Chelboi Cholash, Rav Chelboi got sick, Nofak, Achriz Rav Kano went out and announced to everyone that Rav Chelboi is sick, Rav Chelboi Bosh, on top of Daf Mem Amad Aleph, Rav Chelboi is sick, Lo'ika de Ka'asi, no one came to visit him. Amal Lahu, Rav Kano was upset, and he told the Talmidim, wasn't there a story once with Talmid Rabbi Kiva that got sick? Talmid Echa from Talmid Rabbi Kiva, one of the Talmidim from Rabbi Kiva got sick. Shechala, lo nichas ucham levakroy, v'nichnas Rabbi Kiva levakroy, uveshvil shekibdoy v'ripzay lefanav chaya. And Rabbi Kiva went in to visit him, and because he swept the floor and took away the dust, he lived. And the Rosh speaks out that that's really the whole purpose of going to Vaka Chayla, to see if the Chayla needs something, you take care of it. And so Rabbi Kiva did. Amalei, so Talmud said, told Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Achiyasani, you gave me back my life. By cleaning up the room and making it more livable, I lived. Yotza Rabbi Kiva Darosh, after that Rabbi Kiva saw how important Bika Chayla is, how important it is to see the Tzrochim of the Chayla. He went out and darshan, Komi She'im Mevaka Chayla Im Kilu Shefech Dabim. Anyone who is not Mevaka Chayla, is kilu shayfech dam, like you see from here that if he wouldn't have came, that the Talmud would have died. So Rav Kana said, "Look, Rav Chelboi is sick. No one's going to visit. I don't understand." Rav Kiva said, "Remember, the Rav Shiva Kapaskin already. Kol mishayim evake choylim kilu shayfech dam." Ki also Rav Dimi came and said, "Remember, Amma, kol evake as a choyla girl mishiyichi. Anyone's evake choyla, he causes the choyla to live. Bechol sheinim evake as a choyla, anyone's not evake a choyla girl mishiyamis, he causes him to die." Frank the Gemara, my grandma, like, what are we talking about? It caused him to die, caused him to live, what are we talking about? Elam kom vakas a chayla vakalos rachim and shiyachia. If Pshat is like this, anyone's vakar a chayla, he davens that the person should live. Because she aim a vakas a chayla vakas lo rachim and shiyamas. And they're going to say, and someone who's not mavakar a chayla is going to daven, he's going to die. Shiyamas akadaitach, like, doesn't make sense. So what does it mean? He's got a member over here. Anyone who comes to vakar a chayla causes the person to live, the chayla to live, the sick person to live. And it was not mevaka chayla causes the sick person to die. The Gemara is asking that, good, I understand that if you're there and you're davin, you're going to cause him to live. But what does it mean you're causing him to die if you don't mevaka chayla? Ella, kol she'ein mevaka es chayla, ein mevaka shel rachmim lo she'yichya v'lo she'yamos. So the Ran learns that it's a little bit of a chazara. And the Gemara is saying like this, there are certain times when the person visiting would davin that the chayla should die. And he brings the Gemara in Ksubas that we had recently, that it says there that Rebbe was very sick, and Rebbe's maidservant saw that he was going to the basic kisei very, very often. He had to take a vasil and put it back on. He's a mitzdar, and she said a tefila. Yirotzuchi kaifu al yenim mitzatachtainim. Kaloi marzak the Ran the limus Rebbe. The Rebbe should die. So the Ran learns that sometimes the Indian to daven someone should die. So here, if you go visit, so then you'll mivakas rach mashiachya, and if appropriate, you'll mivakas yomus. But if you don't go, you're not going to be able to do either one. So it comes out really changing. It's when it says, Kosha Inavakas Chayla, Garimla Shiyamas, is not accurate according to the Ran. What we're really saying is, if he doesn't go visit, he's not going to be able to daven Shiyamas. But the Marshal points out, and this Pshat's a little bit of Daichik, learn like that. So the different learns like the Rosh. The Rosh says, Pshat is like this. So if you're Mavakir, he would Mavakish Rachamim, and it'd be a Shas Rotzim maybe, and the person would live. But now they did not go mevaker chayla. He was a goyrim shiyomus because he's not going to have this opportunity to daven and maybe there'll be a special schos to daven and she'll live. Therefore, the Mashal learns off in Theta Rosh, Taka not going to visit causes to die because you're losing the special opportunity to daven. That's how he learns. Yeah, Zok, that's the Ayin Mashal. That's the Mashal learns like the Rosh. He throws in a few words over here. He says that. The Gam, yeah, so we're not going to read the Ran now, but let's go back to it, yeah. Because like upon him, that's what it's Ran and Rosh, how I learned the Gemara. Rava, Yoyim Kadma, the Cholish, Amma Lahoin, Loi Siglu Ilinchi. Rava, the first day he was sick, Rava, the first day he was sick, he used to say, announce, don't tell anyone that I'm sick, because it's like a rumay mazel. It's like a shikha, we call ayin hara. Don't tell anyone he's sick the first day he was sick. But by the second day already, he didn't get better. Mekam ve'eloch om lohen, puku v'achriz b'shuk. Go announce it in the shuk that I am sick. Why? The chodosoni le lichtili. Anyone who hates me, will be happy. V'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, "B'nefalei vecha al tismach." When your enemy falls, don't be happy. V'koshlu al yogeli becha. Why? Because panira Hashem v'rabe eino v'heishiv malav apoy. It's a special thing that if your enemies laugh at you, Hashem will do the opposite and make you better. She says, "Tell everyone because the enemies are going to laugh." And that will make me better. V'derachamali, and the people who like me, l'bayil rachmi, will daven for me. So therefore, by the second day already, announce that I'm sick, and then people will either be happy for me or not happy for me, and that will help me get better. Omar Rav, kol mevake es achoylo, nitzo medina shel gehenem. Anyone who's a vake achoylo is nitzo medina shel gehenem. It means a special schus for one who's a vake achoylo, a special mitzvah. He gets saved from Gehenna. How do we know? Shneim says in the pasuk, "Ashrei maskil al dol." Praiseworthy is a person who thinks about the dol. But yom ra yimatei Hashem. Hashem will save him. But yom ra, and we dash like this: Ein dol el chayla. Dol is referring to a chayla. Shneim says in the pasuk, "Medala yivtzeini," which is a pasuk by Chizkiyahu where he's supposed to die, and he had a tefillah, and he said that medala yivtzeini. Hashem is gonna kill me and break me up. From the dal, from the sickness. So you see, dal is lashon sickness. Inami ben Adenkro, a different pasuk by Amnon and Tamar. Madu ata kocho dal ben Hamelch baikav baikav. Also lashon being sick. You see, lashon dal sick. And ein ra el gehenim. And ra means gehenim. Shneim kol pala shem levnei v'gam ra shli ein ra. So it says ashri maskil ado. They're asking someone who cares and mevake chayla. He will be saved from yom ra. Be saved from gehenim. V'im bikers. That's what happens if someone who's mevake chayla needs some dinah gehenim. Then biker mascharoy, and if he's a mevaker, what's the schar? Frankly, more mascharoy. We just finished saying gedama. Nitzam adina shel gehenim. He gets saved from gehenim. El mascharoy b'el mazeh. That's the el ma'bal. He gets saved from gehenim. What's the schar b'el mazeh? So the pasuk gives a gevaldig bracha to someone who does this. Hashem yisvareyu v'chayeu v'ushar ba'aretz v'altetneu b'nefesh ayevav. That's the schar for b'el mazeh. What does this mean? Words mean Hashem yisvareyu means mi'etzahara. Hashem will save you from the Yetzihara. V'yechiyehu mina Yisurim. And you will be saved from Yisurim, from pain. V'oysher ba'oretz shi'akom eskabdim boy. Everyone's going to be proud of you. Everyone should be like this. V'skabdim means everyone's so proud of this person. Say, look, I wish everyone would be like him. V'al titzneu b'nefesh oyevav shi'zdamnu l'reim. He'll have friends, k'namon. Sharipa saratoy. He'll have friends like Namon who helped him. Have a refuah for his saras. Not like friends like a rechavim. What are we talking about here? Naaman was a general, a non-Jewish general, and he got saras, and there was no cure for him. He was in terrible pain all the time. So they told him, go to Elisha, who's a Navi, maybe I'll be able to help you. So he went with his whole entourage, he was a big general, just the Naaman, and he went to Elisha. And Elisha said, go tovel in the Yarden 7 times. And I think it was 7 times. So he like laughed it off. He said to himself, what do you mean? I toveled in the waters where I came from 100 times. Think that Yarden's any better? Toveled in the Yarden 7 times? That's not what I wanted. I wanted a bracha from the Navi. I wanted a bracha like from the Rebbe, from the Navi. What are you talking about? So he laughed it off and planning on leaving. His friend said, you know what? You came over here already. Just listen to him. What did he lose? Just listen to Elisha. And Lamai said, what happened? He went into the water and he got cured. So he has good friends who encouraged him. Just listen to Elisha. On the other hand, Rechavim was the son of Shlomo HaMelech. He was the next king. When he became king, the people asked him, can you give us a break on the taxes? And we'll accept you as a king. And Rechavim decided to ask his advisors. The elder advisor says, hey, listen, you know, no, give him a break. It's a good thing. Make them happy at the beginning. But the young advisor said, what are you talking about? You got to show your power. You don't want to be soft the first time. And who did he listen to? He listened to his friends, the young guys. And because of that, his malchus became split. And Yeravim ben Nevat took the Malch Yisrael, he was Malch Yehuda. So there's a schus to have good friends like Naaman and not like Rechavim. Tanya went in a braisa. Shimon lezo emem, yoyim lecha yolodim b'nei. If children tell you to build, the zekenim sesar, and zekenim tell you to take down, shoma lezekenim, listen to the zekenim, v'atish v'li yodim. Oh, listen to the people who experience. Even if they tell you something that sounds like the opposite, listen to them. Shabinya Lodim Stira, because the binya Lodim sometimes is a stira, Vistira is a kingdom, and the taking down of the kingdom sometimes is a binyan. Vesimla Dabot Simon Ruchavim and Shlomo, where the elder said, don't charge taxes. It sounds like, oh, I'm losing money. No, that was a way to build. Vashenkin, the young advisor says that yet charge taxes, which sounds like a binyan, that caused the whole malchus to fall apart. Amar Rav Sheshi Breid Rav Idi. Lo lisoid inish ktsira. Don't visit a sick person. Lo b'tlash shoy kadmaisa. Not the first 3 hours of the day. Lo b'tlash shoy b'shrayis. Not the last 3 hours of the day. The yayma. Kehecha lo lisoid daita merachmes. You shouldn't be mesech das merachmim. Why? Because tlash shoy kadmaisa. The first 3 hours of the day. Ravcha daita. He's still good. He's still doing well. So you come in to visit him the first 3 hours of the day. You say, hey, looks pretty good. He's not bad. You're not going to daven so much. But shrayis the last 3 hours of the day. He's very tired and oiskemichet. Talk of choshe, it looks like he's very sick. So then you also say, it's too late, this guy's done. So therefore, the best time to go visit is in the between hour, in between hours. Omar Ravin, Omar Rab. Menayin Shakar Baruch Hu Zonas HaChayla. Hayin HaKar Baruch Hu sustains the Chayla. Shenemar gives him sustenance, even if he doesn't have any food. The Chayla himself sometimes can sustain himself. Shenemar, Hashem Yisadeinu Al Eres Dvai. And we're dashing Lashon Yisadeinu from the Lashon Seuda. So you see from here that Hashem sustains the sick. How do you know the Shechina is on top, his Sharuya, he's resting on top of the Mita of the Chayla? Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Yisadeinu al Eres Divai. Hashem is resting, with dashing on Eres Divai, on the bed of the sick. You're talking about the Brice like that. And Nichus Levak is a Chayla. Go and visit the Chayla. Lo Yeshu Vagabe Mita. You should not sit on top of a bed, loygabi safso or a bench, loygabi kise or top of a chair. El misatev, you wrap yourself. Yerushv gabi karki, sit on the ground. Because shchina shuruya lemayel mitash shalchayla. Because shchina shuruya on the mita of the chayla. You don't want to sit above the shchina. Shnei Hashem is dinner al eres davai. So you see, you shouldn't sit on that. So you're going to ask me a kasha when you go visit the sick. Don't you sit? So what? You know, Ivan's gemara. Zok deran divra maschel lo yeshev. Zokteran, ikaman de omer dafka ksha choyla shoychev agabi karka. It's only if the choyla is on a mattress on the floor. So then, if you sit on a chair, you're above the shchina. Shnim tshuva vak gavoya makam shchina. But these days, most choylim are in a hospital bed. They're usually higher than you. So then, avada, you can sit, and that's not called being above the shchina. So ad kan the gemaras of bigger choylim. We'll come back to the bigger choylim gemaras on daf mem aleph. But here, we're going to have a break now, Me'etz Hashem, about the Hilcha, the Lachas of Mekvayis comes in here, because once you mentioned this Mandiyama, Ravin, and different Mandiyama, we're going to bring in the memories about Mekvayis.